During the Cold War, the commuter train in Berlin, with its strict checkpoints, was a symbol of division between East and West. Later, when the train's links between the two sides were restored, it symbolized Berlin's reunification. This week, the S-Bahn, as it's called, has become a symbol for something else. Chaos. Entire routes have been shut down after federal inspectors found many trains had cracked wheels and other problems. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Nearing the peak of the summer tourist season and the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, officials in the third most visited city in Europe were hoping for a smooth summer with record crowds defying the recession. But tourists who want to hop on a train at Schönefeld Airport these days are greeted with a message in broken English that the main train, the S-Bahn, is kaput.
Ladies and gentlemen, S-Bahn service are currently not operated.
The train from this airport and the main east-west S-Bahn lines are not running. Other lines are operating with some 70% fewer cars. The few S-Bahn lines that are running and the cars on the subway, the U-Bahn, are now hazardously overcrowded. Although one tourist from the UK said even a broken German rail system is still better than what he's used to, many Berlin residents are not as cheerful. They're angry. They want their trains to run and to run on time. Luisa Müller is a midwife. She says this week's commute has been chaotic and horrible.
Naja, ich find's halt nicht so gut, wenn ich mich überall hin verspäte.
This is not good. I'm annoyed, I'm arriving late for everything, no matter where I'm going. The company could at least compensate me by reducing the price of my monthly ticket.
An editorial in the newspaper Der Tagesspiegel said Riley, in 1945 it took 2.5 million Soviet Red Army soldiers to bring Berlin's trains to a grinding halt. The paper said the S-Bahn was able to do the same merely by deploying 4 incompetent managers. Several top rail officials have already been fired over the fiasco. As another paper put it, heads are rolling, but the trains aren't. German authorities have launched a criminal investigation amid allegations managers cut back on required safety inspections to save money. The criminal probe is little comfort to businessmen such as Denny Hein. His 24-hour bar and restaurant at Hackischer Markt in central Berlin is right under the S-Bahn station. These days, the station is deserted and business during this peak summer season is down dramatically.
Quite a bit. It's a problem.
The S-Bahn's parent company, the Deutsche Bahn, is in the process of privatizing after decades of state ownership. So there's potential political fallout as well. Germany holds national elections in September. Already, politicians are pointing fingers, calling for greater oversight, and some are even blaming capitalism itself. Jutta Matuszek is a senior member of Berlin's Die Linke, or the Left Party, an outgrowth of the old East German Communist Party.
This is really the consequence of the attempt to privatize the company. It seems the drive for profits, not serving the clients, has become the main priority of the S-Bahn.
The repair price tag is estimated at over $100 million. A dejected-sounding spokesman for the S-Bahn told NPR the company aims to improve service as soon as possible. But he warned that normal S-Bahn service won't be restored until December, a month after the city celebrates 20 years of reunification. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.